As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? Okay. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
I will say this. It's been breezy the last few days. Very, very breezy. And warmer. But sunny. Looks like it's partly and mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the east at about 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting a little bit higher than that. And I would say right now it's about 83 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
Excellent, because it is exactly 83 degrees. Considerable cloudiness. Never seen that before. That's interesting. And
isn't that mostly cloudy?
Right. So why don't they just, I don't understand why, what the difference is. But considerable cloudiness, winds coming out of the east at 13 miles per hour.
All right. There you go. Excuse me if I'm wrong here, but like, did Pelle Larsson really lose his minutes?
Oh, this usually means
but did Pelle Larsson really lose his minutes here because he got into a weightlifting accident? Like, where the hell is Pelle not playing either?
Yeah, what's up with that?
You know, this is going to have to be a team. They got two tremendous guards there, and I need some intangibles if I've ever seen it. And Pelle Larsson brings the intangibles. I'm basically questioning everyone's supposed decisions.
Hey, man.
I would say this.
Wouldn't be the first time this season.
I would say this. I mean, this is a job for Captain Intangible, right?
That's what one would think. One would think. They're going to be like, oh, who is this?
And I got to tell you, can I just say this? Listen, I'm no one that questions anybody, you know, effort or anything like that. But the way they carried on about Donovan Mitchell playing defense a time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, one time. They didn't stop.
They were nonstop. Look, when your best player throws his feet. I'm like, all right. Well, good for him.
I mean,
Bam's over here holding Evan Mobley to 9 points and like, whatever. Did he dive on the floor? By the way, another game, by the way, where Bam Adebayo goes up against a defensive player of the year finalist and absolutely cooks his ass and wins that matchup. No moral victories, though, but it is fun.
I wish that three-point line, I mean that free throw line jumper was hitting. He was off.
He missed a couple free throws too, though.
He had a couple of sick fadeaways though.
Yeah.
He had the
my goodness.
But that was back to back. So the finalists are Draymond Green, who, I mean, he completely embarrassed when he was down here.
Yep. Celebrated himself.
Dyson Daniels, who Bam blocked to holy hell on Friday night. And Evan Mobley, who put up a 9-point stinker.
Yep.
I'm not saying Bam deserves Defensive Player of the Year. I get it. Usually the better, even
is
though
he does, not even a finalist.
Not a finalist. Not a finalist.
Oh my god.
But I'm just. But I do think it's. But I do. He's not. He may not deserve Defensive Player of the Year, but he's still the best defender on the planet. I don't care what anybody says. Maybe Mobley will get there one day because Mobley's a baby. But I'm just saying, Bam's still the best defender on the planet. This Draymond Green nonsense. Draymond Green gets to go out there and score 4 points. Imagine if Bam had a 4-point game, how mad you guys would be at him. And I came out and you said,
Wait a minute.
He's playing good defense.
It would never get to us because you would hose him down.
No, never.
Oh, my God.
No, never.
This guy, he even said, Frog Boy, he even sets up hypotheticals and lies in his hypotheticals.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm not the one sitting here being like, I'm a changed man. I'm never going to talk about
it. If Bam had 4 points and 12 rebounds, right? There would be a hot text coming.
First of all, you're the one who hypothetically has set up scenarios all day saying you're a changed man past Lent. We don't know that.
I am, yeah. You'll find out.
We lie.
Okay.
Stun Steve says, Tobin treats Bam with kid gloves. No, I don't. That's not fair.
You kind of do.
I do not. What are you talking about, dude? I don't see anybody with kid gloves.
He was putting up a stinker to start this season, and it took you a while to say anything.
I've said that he was stinking up the joint. What are you talking about? It took me a while.
After 2 months.
You just said I would hose him down. Now you're flip-flopping on your own on your own take? Now you're saying I do keep treating him with kid gloves? Make up your mind.
Good job, Leroy.
I'll let the old Tobin.
He just wants to gang up on me. He goes, they getting that Tobin over there? I want it in.
Hey, that's right, Gonzalo. Always Bam.
I do have feel like a lot of people have the untrained eye, and they don't understand what he's great at. And I'm sorry. It's one of those things where it's hilarious to me the way the other defenders, the elite defenders, get to coast on certain things, and he doesn't. I'll tell you who I love, though. I love Davion Mitchell. New love for Davion Mitchell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a monster this guy is.
Yeah.
I am all about Davion Mitchell.
Can we keep Spider to 25?
It's a tough task.
That was tough.
I know.
He's good. He was good.
He was locked in yesterday.
He was locked in yesterday. He's a great player.
I mean, thank God. And we couldn't get to the rim. He got to the rim. And all those little crazy Euro finger roll underneath. Yeah.
He's got all that D-Wade stuff in his bag. It's really annoying.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
It's so D-Wade-ish.
It's so D-Wade-ish. And it's – look.
Except he's like 3 inches shorter, right?
He's a couple inches shorter, but he's a moose. Like if you ever see him, like he's kind of built like a – he's –
like Davion.
He's bigger than Davion. He's taller, but he's also just like he's built. He's got wingspan. What's his wingspan?
And he's got mad hops. Don't sleep on his hops.
No, he won the.
Have you seen him dunk? He dunks like Ja.
Wow, he has a 6'10" wingspan.
Yeah, that's D Wade.
Yeah, yeah, and he is 6'3".
He's not 6'3".
Yeah,
that's a lie.
Hey. So he basically has to.
Did you get D Wade's? Were you doing D Wade this there or Donovan Mitchell?
No, this is Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell's not 6'3".
Hey,
they got D Wade.
Hey, he's got a tippy toe to keep his knuckles off the ground.
D Wade wingspan 6'11", and they have D Wade listed at 6'4".
D Wade wasn't 6'4".
That's a crazy wingspan, dude.
That's crazy wingspan. That's a pterodactyl right there.
Pterodactyls amazing. Have short wingspans.
What?
What?
They got those little.
That's T-Rexes.
No. Oh.
We get anything right?
I don't know. I want the Heat to win.
Whoa, pterodactyl wingspan?
Big.
36 feet.
It's like. What are we doing?
Mobley and Bam put together.
That's crazy.
Did I do the headlines right, Liner? I don't remember. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins will be back at it tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. Playoff action tonight. NBA, game 2 of Nuggets and Clippers.
Marcos, Definitely started that pterodactyl search with a T.
I mean, who has a silent P? What are we doing?
Wait, why is Steven breaking it down? Pterodactyls fly, Leroy. They can't have little wingspans.
Hummingbirds.
Yeah, boxed in.
Boxed in.
Tonight in the NBA, you got Knicks Pistons game two. Pistons kind of they were in control, and the Knicks took over in the fourth in that one.
Yeah.
Same kind of way for Clippers and Nuggets. Nuggets won in overtime. So that game two is tonight at 10 o'clock. Those are on TNT for those looking for broadcasting. And then we got NHL action tonight. Canadiens at Capitals at 7 o'clock. Blues at Jets. These are all game ones. Avalanche at Stars at 9:30. And Oilers at Kings. 10 o'clock if you can't sleep. ESPN2.
Hey, Dr. Toboggan, since we're on pterodactyls, hummingbirds, tiny wingspan, but has a motor.
You guys see Lane Kiffin took a shot at Carson Beck?
No.
What's the deal with everybody? I got to be honest with you.
Let me tell you what it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Carson Beck has ruined NIL for everybody else in the country.
Why?
Quarterbacks.
Why is everyone hating?
Because they feel that he got paid so much, which you shouldn't blame him.
It's not his fault.
He got paid so much that everybody else wants more money.
Oh, well. Too bad. How sad. That's what are you getting mad at? Like, I saw Lane Kiffin was on The Pivot, and he goes, "You see his game against us last year?" I was like, "Hey, man, what is this, Lane Kiffin? You taking pot shots? I thought that was top rat bastardry from him." So you got the whole Nico who's going to UCLA. And now Lane Kiffin's taking pot shots. The kid already broke up with his Cavender and had his car stolen. Can he even throw yet?
Hasn't thrown one pass as a Hurricane.
There's a lot of pressure.
Not even a practice pass.
There is a lot of pressure on this guy coming in here. But I am not a fan of all the pot shots that are going on out here left and right. The Canes into the quarterback. They have a guy who they don't trust in Emery Williams, and they got a child. They needed a quarterback. Why is everybody so mad at the Canes paying for a quarterback?
So, would you feel the same way if he had signed with UCLA?
I don't think I would have had any thoughts. I would have been like, you know what? He's in UCLA. But cool. If that's what UCLA thought to pay. Leroy, can I tell you something? Here's the truth about it. It's not a salary cap. Who cares? Who cares what he gets paid? If we're talking in a salary cap sport, if I only have so much money to spend. Now, maybe that's what they'll end up doing one day. I don't know. But if the Canes are paying their quarterback $4 million and Georgia's paying their quarterback $3 million and Georgia's quarterback is like, you should get a better agent, Georgia quarterback. I don't know what to tell you. Are you guys mad because you didn't sucker the Canes or get to the Canes because the Canes were more desperate to spend money because they were losing the number one NFL pick? I don't understand this. What is everybody watching this situation? They're mad at the Hurricanes for spending on Carson Beck for.
Yeah, it's we're replacing a need, too. It's not even like we're just doing this because...
It's not the first time it's happened in the history of sports.
Out of here.
It's just the first time it's going down in college.
Yeah.
Right.
They're broke. That's what it is. They're just jealous.
Ole Miss don't have Miami money.
That's what he's pissed about. It's because he's not in South Florida anymore. He's just grumpy because he's got to live in that swamp.
Mississippi.
Lane Kiffin has been coaching forever. Is he even 50 yet?
Yeah, and really, what's the thing that he's done that we're so impressed by? 40, FAU? 40. Hoot hoot? You angered Al Davis. Okay, yeah. He had an overhead projector. You got ran out of Tennessee. You skedaddled. They wanted to kill you. You go to Nick Saban, who you were like so sick of his bullying that you went to coach in Boca. Like, What are you like? What yo? And everybody just thinks he's so cute because he sits here on Twitter making the jokey jokes.
That guy has had two coaching careers, right? Name another guy that's getting hired and fired that many times, and he's not 50 yet.
Listen, Carson, you need to come out here and ball. I don't like how chippy everybody's being, because whenever it comes to the Canes and it comes to money, people love to have opinions on it. Anybody else? If it's an Alabama quarterback, nobody gives a rat's ass. If it's BYU, not a peep. But anytime it comes to the Canes and the Canes spending money, we got a problem with their boosters. We got a problem with their cars. We got a problem with all of these. Oh, we got a problem that the MMA gym is giving everybody $500. And now all of a sudden, oh, the quarterback? How could you spend that much on a quarterback? You're ruining it for everybody. Hey, I don't know what deals you got with your quarterback, Tennessee. I thought you got 100,000 people going to every single game. Thought you would have been a little bit more, you know, available in the old purse strings. Apparently, I was wrong. I thought you guys were big boy football with your stupid dog with his little patch on.
Oh, how about this one? Would people make fun of Alabama if they paid back $4 million?
No, they'd be crapping their pants. I just think it's ridiculous. Like, anytime. And now everybody's like, could you believe what the Canes paid their quarterback? Well, I don't know. It kind of worked out for him last year, didn't it? Guy went from a fifth-round pick to the number one pick in the NFL draft.
It really was a win-win.
Please be that good, Carson Beck. Please.
Wow.
Please be that good.
Wow, please.
Because I don't – I mean, that was the great – I mean, he was so good. He deserved better. He really deserved – I mean, we couldn't get one stop for him. Yeah. We couldn't get one stinking stop for him.
Sucks.
And now he has to go to Tennessee, basically samesies.
Really, he's the reason we spent this much, because it's like we tasted that glory of having a good quarterback.
Yeah, any quarterback's probably like, do you guys have any fixes on defense? He goes, maybe Reuben Bain's going to be better this year. Maybe.
Hey, oh my God.
We got a guy from Minnesota who's our defensive coordinator, great jawline. Mm. Maybe it's fixed. Maybe.
Dude, why do you always mention all the things that have nothing to do with how good the guy, the player, or the coach is going to be?
I'm just saying.
Like, you want that in your coordinator, though. Good jawline.
Oh, for sure, dude. That.
Tough.
You want to be walking around like the Bill Cowher look?
Right.
Yeah.
Chiseled. Chiseled and grizzled.
It's crazy. You know he played for the Cleveland Browns.
Bill Cowher?
Yeah.
With Jim Brown? Mm.
You have the worst like concept of time.
Before Jim Brown?
You know what's a good job?
Way after Jim Brown.
Jason Taylor.
Film junkie. Whew.
Wait on him to take the reins.
QC says, Tobin, you don't believe Beck will be as good as Ward. Stop with the lies. Well, look, it was one of the great quarterback seasons I've ever seen. He was a Heisman finalist. It's kind of a high bar. Yeah. I just...
Right. Like, why be... You... Listen, by the way, I'm going to say this. Please don't get mad if Carson Beck isn't as good as Cam was. Okay? Like... He was a Heisman Trophy finalist. Is going to be the first pick in the draft. You think you could just crank another one of those out there?
But also, Carson, don't be embarrassingly bad that Lane Kiffin is right. Whenever you can throw.
I think he'll be fine.
And Lane Kiffin, put your thumbs away, dude.
I'm more concerned with the defense.
And you know Channing was loving it too, because you know he's yucking it up. A couple of SEC guys there now.
These Gators. Why are these Gators so high and mighty? I don't understand. Yeah, you want a basketball.
You block each other. Did the
Gators? I had a Gator over my house yesterday.
Did you?
And the other sister went to Florida State.
Oof. Gross.
Right.
Wow.
Sorry to hear that.
Wish him well, though. Oh, yeah.
True.
But your football team.
Yeah.
You got to stop photoshopping Martin Luther King.
And you know what they do. I hate when people do this. Here's what she did. When I was there, we had four national champions, two football and two basketball. I'm like, good for you.
Where's your rings?
Yeah.
How many buckets did you get in that final game?
Take a break. Back after this.
Right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Heat will be back in action on Wednesday, and
too long.
They need a little. Give them a little rest, Leroy. A couple days between here. A couple days after Game Three or Game Two to get to Game Three.
Too long for my watching experience. Not too long.
Because we got Panthers tomorrow. So we get a night of all Panthers, we get a night of all Heat, we get a night of all Panthers, we get Friday, and then we get to do everybody together.
All right.
Which is too much. That's too much. Too much. Everybody.
At least it's on the weekend, though.
I guess. It doesn't help me. I'm going to be boots on the ground on Saturday, and then I got to watch the Panthers and the Heat at the same time. It's a pew, 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 pew. I'm not gonna get to pay attention to the Cats. Hopefully,
did you get a playoff badge, or you just use the same badge?
It's the same badge. The only time you went, I have a season credential. So the only time I need to change it is for the finals, which of course I already have put in for. So,
oh, perfect.
Don't look at me like that.
No, I mean,
what do you mean?
Yeah, totally.
You gotta be prepared.
Yeah. Sure. Although I did see your video that you posted following the Heat's victory against the Hawks, where Unicorn may have walked by.
That was great.
That was good. You know what, though? Around the time where you were saying those words, it truly felt like there was no way.
It was after the 10th loss in a row.
There was no way the Heat were going to do what they did.
They had not won a game in 3 weeks.
I mean, weren't there 8 games below 500? How many? What, 37 and 48?
Dude, it was so bad, and I was down with my and I was down bad. But I, you know, like I called out my being incorrect on that. They did win 2 games in a week, and now all they got to do is just bounce back. They get right. You know what happens? First of all, the series hasn't started yet. Let's just be clear about something.
That's right.
The series has not started yet.
That's what they say.
The series doesn't start when?
Until you lose a home game.
Correct.
Until somebody wins on the road.
Correct, Leroy. So, the series has not started.
My question is this. Going into this, there was questions about the youth of OKC, the youth of Houston, and the Cavs never not being there. I know it's just one game, but you think they've dispelled some of those notions?
I think two of those teams you can't really do that with, because both the Cavs and the Thunder were good last year. They didn't make it as far last year. Houston's the team that's the outlier there. This is their first rodeo.
Well, first-year coach is, I mean, his first year or second year? It might be a second year.
Ime Udoka?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second year, I think, with them.
Okay.
I think it's the second year with them.
They can't score. They really can't score. They play defense, but they can't score. And it's crazy because they're keeping all these teams to under 100 while not scoring 90.
Here was, who the hell made this? I got to get the guy. It was like KC, I think, made this on Twitter.
Aquella?
No, not K. That's KZ, not KC. And he was quick to remind me my thoughts after the Heat advanced to the playoffs.
Dude, get ready to get 2 picks. I don't know what to tell you. They're not making the playoffs. They might be in the play-in. They're not making the playoffs. No way. They're not winning 2 games. Imagine them having to win 2 games. They can't win 1. You think they're going to go into a stretch where they got to win 2 games in a week? The way they're playing right now? Talk about a fantasy. I might as well have a unicorn ride in here right now.
Wait.
How does he do that? How did he get a unicorn?
Here's the amazing thing.
That's great.
You ever notice Tobin will never say stuff like this on air?
What are you talking about, dude?
Never.
I would do.
Never. In fact, I'm usually the one that says that on the show, and you.
You thought I felt good about their playoffs? My takes were they were going to still make the playoffs?
Huh?
You thought my takes were still they were going to make the playoffs after losing 10 in a row?
Dude, I'm telling you, you've never said anything like that on air.
You're silly.
Marcos?
How can I hose everybody? Like, hold on.
Marcos.
Hold on. I just want to be clear here.
This radio show.
I just want to be clear here. You guys are a segment removed from telling me I hose down everybody, and now I do none of that? What does that make sense?
Wait a minute.
Dude, tell.
Dude, on this show? I don't know what the other shows you're doing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But on this show, you missed the Heat in 5. So
always.
Those comments that I just saw.
After 10 games, after
you have
10,
never
straight,
had,
10 straight losses, you don't think I was talking like that?
You have never had that on this show.
I got to tell you, man, you know, it's your selective memory
Marcos,
is disappointing.
Marcos.
Yeah. Look, the difference is these are right after the game. This is right after the loss. Maybe there's a drinky poo involved sometimes after a loss.
You guys are incredible.
So you get the worst of his feelings.
You guys are incredible.
But then by the time he wakes up in the morning, it's another beautiful, bright day.
Tobin.
Okay.
You have never said anything of that nature on this show.
Kid Glove.
JFix says, no, he was down bad. I remember. I kept asking if he was okay.
No, but him being miserable. he still wouldn't say, oh, they don't have no chance. You have never said that about the Heat on this radio show.
Maybe you were golfing with your billionaire friend or something, dude.
I do recall multiple times.
I don't think you remember the 10-game losing streak. I don't think you remember what it was like with me being in the building for Cade Cunningham. I don't think you remember those things.
He did hop out of his seat one time. We do remember that. There was another couple instances in which he did stare out the window.
What am I taking memory advice from him? He thought Cade Cunningham played for the Red Wings.
Okay, that was rough. That's rough.
I'm gonna take you know his word seriously.
It's a rough time.
Wait a minute. Players make mistakes too. Okay. You ain't never came up here with some crazy mistake, Frog Boy. You just did it.
No, I just found out those things existed. I had no idea those mittens existed.
You thought that that Matt Mervis was out there with two mittens.
Just a little nippy when they closed the roof. Okay, like I said, I did also see him.
Now it is, by the way, right now it's Heat and Five. I just want to be clear here.
Yeah.
There we go. He's back.
You can't get to Heat and Five without a loss. It's not possible. It's literally not possible.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
See, this is the Tobin.
And tell Jay Crawford, I hope he enjoyed his playoff win. So don't worry. We're good.
By the way, haven't talked to any of them.
Good. You shouldn't. But it's Heat and Five.
Although I'm contemplating going to a game.
Really? Truthfully, I think it's Heat and Six. But I have to say, you know, I have to be bravado. I truly think it's Heat and Six. Yeah. But you know, we got to keep it up for appearances.
For sure.
How about get one?
We will. Oh, listen. We're even Steven coming up on Wednesday night. Trust me. Kalel Ware is going to have a double-double. Okay. Davion Mitchell is going to outplay Donovan Mitchell. Bam Adebayo is going to take Evan Mobley's lunch money. And Tyler Hero is going to outplay Ty Jerome. I don't know what they're going to do with Darius Garland. He's also good. But they are going to figure this thing out.
How quick is he?
Pella Larson is going to... He's going to say, oh, Darius Garland? Sorry, dude. Guess what? Here comes the flying intangibles. And I'm telling you, Jovich is going to show up. Spo is going to get out of his head, and he is going to play Jovich. It is time to let the Serbian Terminator go cook. And then we're taking game two. And then you know what happens? We bring it home, and we're going to actually win a playoff game, which we haven't done since 2023. Oh, my God. It's been so long.
It has been so long.
So long.
God. Wow, man.
Stun Steve says his hero on notice. Not yet. I'm giving him one more.
One more?
One more. Oh, you know, if he throws up another turnstile, he's getting the business.
That's showing patience.
Mm. Patience? He's got discounted car renter insurance.
Hey.
He's 25. Patience.
You do realize they're playing a really good team.
Hey, does he want $50 million extension or not? Let's go, baby. I believe in him. He better do better. He better not be that turnstile come Wednesday.
Hmm.
You gotta find that dog in him.
Brought up a good point with this playoff win thing. Do you think, you know, maybe we switch up this white hot? You know, red hot? Huh?
No, I hated the red zone. It's gotta be white hot.
New era. It's a new era.
I don't like that.
Gold?
White is the best way to go. It's not White Hot's fault that the Heat can't win home games.
Mm. You know, we had a bad Pep Hots recently too. I don't like it.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? They didn't want to win that game anyway.
Sure. The blackout, remember that?
Back in black, I do remember that.
Ooh, that was good. Come on.
But they are white hot. They've already announced they're not going back. They're white hot. Like the
vice
logo
grip.
The logo change. That's an idea. No, I don't like vice grip. That's terrible.
What?
But what if instead of the red, the normal white jerseys, they just go vice?
Vice, baby.
Whoa! -1.
Damn it.
And just because you went -1 afterwards, if you would have just said vice, baby, I may have liked it.
Yeah.
But you had to add sound effects afterwards.
It's my fault.
And that's why you lost it for show poniness. Mm.
That's fair. Vice, baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah!
For now, show poniness.
Bling, bling.
Now you both get -1.
What?
Boom, 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 boom.
Got an accomplice.
-1.
Mixed bag is next.
for show poniness.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday out there as we roll along here. First day of the week. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
How's the halo going?
How was birthday weekend?
Or is it Call of Duty?
It's Call of Duty. Let's not get that mistaken. And birthday weekend was actually really good.
Ooh. Cool.
It wasn't, had a great time.
It wasn't ruined by Ty Jerome?
Ugh. So, no, I refrained myself from getting angry this weekend, so.
That's growth.
Yeah.
That is growth.
I had to turn a new leaf this year.
Froggy, what do you got for us today in the mixed bag?
I'd like to start the mixed bag with a little bit of tough love.
Okay.
This is from an organization I actually hate and a couple people who I also hate, but I love seeing a little bit of viral activity involving Jason Tatum on the ground whining.
Oh, my God.
And Joe Mazzulla refusing his medic to enter the game and telling him to just get up.
And officials will obviously look at that.
So his trainer's about to go in the game. You have Jason Tatum whining on the floor.
Whining, dude.
And he just yells at him, get up.
Just yells, get up. First, he stops the trainer from entering, like you said.
So do you think he hates Jason Tatum?
I think he's just tired of, you know.
I think he's tired of theatrics. Mm.
Jason Tatum, by the way, not carried at all once again by everybody else on the Celtics to a win.
Look at
the postseason.
They got a good team.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do have a good team. But he does seem to get away with the least amount of production for an
Uber. Because they got a really good team.
For an Uber star.
They got five guys who can score 30.
Yeah, you know who else has a good team? Donovan Mitchell. I didn't see him sitting idly by going 8 for 22 and scoring 17 points.
That's true.
You think Derek White ever goes around and goes, you know, I'm really carrying this bum all the time.
Crazy. We were talking about how it was shocking.
We know Jaylen Brown does.
No doubt.
Anthony Edwards leads the league in threes, like we mentioned earlier, followed by, I think you mentioned it was, what, Malik Beasley and Steph Curry.
Did you see Jason Tatum's mom was yelling on his way to get x-rays? Do you want me to go to the Orlando locker room?
What?
Really? Mom?
Really?
Wow.
Mama Yoga.
That explains a lot. That explains why he wailed on the ground. So, wait, didn't he come back and play?
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Totally fine.
What do we need? Hold on. Let me tell you something, how it works in my sport. They take you in the back to get x-rays. Something better be wrong. Or you ain't going to never live it down. Like, when I got taken to the locker room, I had to get my lips stitched back together.
Mm. Mm.
So, I don't know what, you know.
QC.
Usually when you go to the locker room, you're not coming back.
QC says, underrated Brad Stevens knows how to build a team, Tobin. Well, first of all, I mean, he couldn't stomach coaching. Let's do number one. Second of all, he didn't even draft the two supposed top guys. His big trade of Drew Holiday fell in his lap because Joe Cronin was a petty bastard. Derek White, I'll give him props, huh?
Yeah, it's fine.
Al Horford's 100 years old.
How does that
Porzingis?
Porzingis barely played last year. He barely plays.
All right.
Good for him. Brad Stevens. You think anybody on that team really likes Jason Tatum if the coach is acting like that?
No way.
I can't think of a time where, especially your star player, the coach has him run out there. Not yell, get up.
Stop.
Could you imagine Spo doing that to LeBron?
Stopping the medical staff from going in and yelling.
LeBron's a bigger star than Tatum.
Get up!
Get up.
I mean, there was probably a time Spo and LeBron didn't see eye to eye, as we know.
Yeah, but Spo
still
wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't refuse medical treatment.
Right.
That was crazy.
I'm just saying,
officials will obviously look at that.
Are we sure he was yelling at Jason Tatum?
Oh, he had to. Who else is he?
Otherwise, we've had a totally useless conversation.
Get up, you bum!
Get up.
Wow. You sure he didn't say get him?
No way. Because he stopped the guy from going in and he says don't.
Oh, he did armbar trainer, dude.
That's what I'm saying. And he just yells, get up!
I was definitely get up.
Oh, man, I saw something crazy. Hmm? I was driving, and I drove next to this truck, right? And the driver was right next to me.
What?
The steering wheel was on the right.
Like he was from London?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Caught me off guard, because he had his right arm. He was driving like this.
I'm bringing some bangers and mash to Davey.
It caught me off. No, but usually those... Those cars, it's old and raggedy. It ain't a new one.
So it was, you know what? I had pictured like an 18-wheeler for some reason. So you're telling me it was just like a pickup truck?
No, it was like a Cherokee or something like that. But I didn't know what brand.
I guess you could have your car shipped over here.
You said it was a Cherokee?
It was like a Cherokee
like
or something
Jeep?
Like that.
So it was like a smaller SUV?
Yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We mentioned that the only drama surrounding the draft at the moment involves Shedeur Sanders, and his father Deion Sanders is upset with critics of Shedeur. He's had enough of all the trash talk surrounding his son's name. This is prime time.
Jerseys can be a sore subject.
Not really. Alums. This is the first time I've ever seen it sore. I don't know if you know it, but I'm retired, man. I think every jersey Darren I played in is retired. So I'm pretty familiar with this. So it's never been sore.
But why do you think that? What was your message like, maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are
I don't have
why
a message. I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life. Rick George. Let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else. His last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it. It's been so many things accomplished at this university expeditiously. It's been unbelievable.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of people are upset because Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are getting their jerseys retired. People feel like there are Colorado Buffaloes more worthy, like Cordell Stewart. Why they don't have their jerseys retired.
Who's the running back that went there? Not Bienemy. Did Salam, when he was at Penn State, or was he Colorado? Rashawn Salam,
yeah. He's Colorado.
In Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he win the Heisman?
Yes, he did.
Okay. I was just curious. Like, when they talk about Colorado, I'm like, wait a minute. They don't even mention him. His number's not retired, is it?
No.
Right.
I think they're the first Buffaloes to get retired. That's why people are making a stink
about it. I mean, but I will say this. One of the things about Hall of Fames and retired jerseys is you want people to look at those jerseys and remember the time in which they played. And I would say this. The last couple of years when those two guys have been in Colorado, there's never been more attention paid on Colorado football.
Definitely in this era.
And right. And so from that standpoint, can you talk about Colorado football in 2023 and 24 without mentioning those two guys and the impact they had on, let alone the football team, but the fan base, television ratings, everything? So whereas I would say,
okay, so
what if a guy only went to college and played for Colorado for 2 years?
They retired Salam's number, but not till after he died.
Right. See, so now did they retire because he won the Heisman or because he died? That's my point.
Yeah.
So
I mean that he died in 2016. They retired it in 2017, much after he won the Heisman. So
right. So I do believe that although it seems kind of quick, right? Nobody's jersey usually gets retired until like you've either played in the NFL or went on.
That's definitely what stands out. But I think probably what people are, because I don't care about this. Let him do it. He runs the team. But I think probably what people are saying is like, hey, Deion Sanders is probably not long for Colorado. He's going to make a jump to the NFL eventually, most likely.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Which I'm fine
you
with.
You think?
Yeah. But while he's at Colorado, he's going to, you know, make it. He's going to you guys are going to remember the impact we had at Colorado, whatever it is. And maybe that doesn't happen if Deion were to leave. Maybe he feels like, oh, they won't give the rep proper because our Heisman Trophy winner didn't get his jersey retired until he was dead.
Right.
So
Esim says Shedeur hate smells similar to Lamar hate when he was coming up. I would say it was even worse for Lamar because he was so athletic. They deemed him an athlete instead of a quarterback.
Yep.
And so that's why a lot of the stuff, in fact, Bill Polian suggested he come into the league and play wide receiver.
Sure did.
And we never saw him on TV again. Right? So I would say it does have a little
of that, but for different reasons. See, one of the problems that I have with, and it's not even Shadur, but it's the league, is that if you draft a guy without fully understanding what he needs to flourish and just make the assumption he's going to come and fix it, then shame on you. Shadur's not a scrambler. He doesn't possess that athletic ability to escape, right? And so from that standpoint, you can't compare him to other guys. Same thing with Cam Ward. Cam Ward is not fleet of foot. But the difference between Cam Ward and Shadur is I've seen Cam Ward make plenty of on-time throws and accurate throws, right? I don't know if Shadur could do that. So that means that your infrastructure, how your team is built, who you have around him, how's your blocking scheme, what offense are you running? All those things matter with Shadur.
Canes have a football jersey retirement policy. Must be 10 years removed from playing his last game as a Miami Hurricane.
Right. Right. And it makes more sense.
Although, if they decided to retire Cam Ward's jersey right now, I'd be like, absolutely.
Right now?
Right now. Best quarterback, I mean, best quarterback season in the history of the program.
He wasn't even the best quarterback here.
But of course he was.
He wasn't.
Who's
no,
a better quarterback?
But even for having
you're telling me, hold on, Tobin, this man is telling me that Cam Ward was the greatest Miami quarterback in the history of Miami football.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
He's one of. I mean, he got all the records.
He's one of.
The thing is, when you're a program like the Hurricanes, Marcos, like, to be immediate, if you would have won the national championship, I would have said yes. But when you're
that defense,
I'm still.
I understand it's not his fault.
Defense.
I'm not picking him over Ken Dorsey.
What? God bless Ken Dorsey, but you put Ken.
There's no quarterback that's won more. There's no quarterback that's won more at the University of Miami than Ken Dorsey.
Oh, he was literally on the greatest team of all time. Literally the greatest team.
Then there was a reason for it.
Okay, no. But
I'm not gonna fight you over this. I'm gonna go to break. I'm gonna go break right now. I'm gonna smack
Vinny
him upside the head.
Verdi.
Oh no!
I'm gonna smack him upside the head. No,
Bernie Kosar.
We're gonna go to break. I'm gonna smack you upside the head, and you're gonna apologize to Ken Dorsey. Back after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.